Now, Bern, before you get started, of course, we're on the road again. We're at Big Shed Brewing. We've been on the road all year. We've been around just about every pub in Adelaide.
Footy clubs. Everywhere. Golf clubs.
And generally what happens is I make my own way there and you two knuckleheads come together, right?
Why did you say knuckleheads? Yeah,
you normally pick Bernie
up. I'm his Uber driver, yes.
Yes, so you normally have one beer. Bernie has multiple.
I normally fly out on a Friday night.
But there's been a lot of almosts when you've come, like in your car. You've nearly rolled your car. You got abused by kids on bikes.
True. Skidded onto a medium strip.
Yeah. So correct.
What's happened?
What about today?
Hoodlums. Hoodlums, whatever you call them.
Those kids on the bikes.
Four 12-year-olds are
giving you the finger.
We're renoing our bathroom at the moment, so I had to go to Jars a little bit earlier today, had a shower at his place, and then we came here. So no incidents on the way.
Nice.
Was there?
No, not at all.
Did he give you a fresh towel?
No, I brought my own towel.
Maz had fresh towels for him.
All right.
Abs made him his little sandwiches and his salad.
On the way here, On the way here, there was nothing. But once we got here, there has been one. There's a special little Triple M parking spot for, everyone from Triple M. There's cones and there's a fence behind it. So Jars, rather than looking maybe in his mirror and while he reverses, and mind you, everything is at top speed. We come in. Is that a park? Nearly broke my neck three times.
Jerky,
and then by the
jerky.
Time he finally goes, there's one down there. chucking it into drive, reverse.
I'm driving a
I'm
semi,
going back
I?
And forward. I'm going, just park the bloody thing. Anyway, we're flying backwards. But he's talking to me. He's telling me a story or talking to something. We're going backwards. I'm thinking, does he look? Next thing.
Oh, no.
Straight over the cone into the fence.
He's taking the fence out.
So there's been another one. Well, I hope they're not listening.
Don't tell me.
Where's that white picket fence?
Where's management? Where's management?
Hey, you know that white picket fence? It's all white, but three pickets are now brown. That brown Camry got it.
Have you got any paint left on that car?
He just got a new revision mirror.
And this new fencing for next door's establishment. I ended up in back of it, reversing back into there, buddy.
Did he have the wheel spinning and trying to get back over the other side of the fence?
Rather than maybe pull it forward and park, he's just left it on the fence and got out. Let's go in. Okay, maybe take it off the fence.
Don't take photos. I'm going to do a runner up when we finish here.
I might put these photos up. Yeah. This
and
needs to be
seen.
You
can't be talking to me when I'm trying to reverse the car into.
I wasn't. You were doing the talking.
You're
telling me a story.
What was I telling about
yourself.
Yeah. Have you got a reversing camera in that car?
Yes, he has.
So you've got everything going for you. The beepers.
Yeah, beeped everything. Yeah, he just kept going. Bang.
Bloody loud, Greg. And I said to Bern, what was that, Bern?
I said that was the fence, you idiot.
How's your insurance going?
Gregory and family and Emma G, something happened to our Bern today. Down here in Flinders Street.
Well, yes.
Are we in on Flinders car. Or Franklin?
We're Franklin. Franklin.
Franklin's
a continuation of Flinders.
I apologise.
It's the same street.
I'm fogged up in the mind.
And you're asking why I'm fogged up.
Now, what happened, buddy?
And not long after you got some clarity on what you should do.
Yeah, because I told the story about how I went and had to get my card replaced for the car park
next door.
With Auto Park. Yes. So I went down there, Gillies Street it was, picked up my new card. And
I took you there, if you recall.
Yeah, you did. You actually...
Just to look after you, because Greg was playing golf.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Was he? No, he just said he didn't want to.
Yeah. Anyway, I was having a coffee.
So I went in there and I said, look, there's a lot of people parking at parks all the time.
Which is reserved.
It says a massive, how big do you want the reserve sign on our park?
I know. It's like smacks you in the face.
And we're very grateful, Bern.
Yeah, because I haven't.
Yeah, well, you're still working your way.
You're still spooning out.
Don't worry, I've got it under control.
Oh, it's something happening there.
Oh, hello.
Anyway, so it's reserve, big reserve sign, and there's... Again, today I pull up.
Well, I pulled in and saw somebody.
So I thought,
same here.
When I was at Auto Park the other day, he said, if there's anyone ever in your park, give us a call. Big number on the sign.
Absolutely.
Bang, straight down.
Yes, sir.
There'll be a notification with a car, with a fine.
There'll be police, there'll be detectives, the whole lot.
Then we'll just
pick his car up with a chopper and just take it out and just drop it wherever we want.
So when I pulled in earlier, I've gone, oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So I pulled in, but I've gone, okay, no, nah, I'll keep calm. I'll just park. Stopped.
A little spot there.
So I could see the sign, bang, 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 typed it in, rang up, no answer.
Right.
Thought, okay. But maybe there's just... busy. Haven't gone to the fridge or something.
Busy.
They'll be back. We're going to ring again. As I'm ringing, look in the revision mirror. Two
young ladies.
Humans.
Yes.
Two people.
Yeah. Two young ladies.
Yeah. No, was it? What, oh, no, no, men
or
ladies.
Oh, you said they were young ladies.
Two ladies who walked out to their car.
Yes. Mm.
And I was like, hang on, they look like they're beelining for the car. Ooh. In my park. I'm like, oh, beautiful.
Oh, got him. No.
Here we go.
Reverse back.
You did.
Window down.
Oh, is that
excuse me,
it,
that yeah. is a reserve park. We pay for that park, and that's not, you can't park there.
Yes. Well, did you say that nicely?
I said it pretty nicely, yeah.
And so you said, excuse me.
I said, excuse me.
Good
yeah.
manners, Burn.
And then they always act a little bit dumb, like they don't know what's going on. Mm. Oh, well.
Say if it was two fellas walking towards their car and you put the window down.
I would have just lifted my boot up, grabbed my golf club out. Took to their car.
And put your two gloves
on. Yeah, yeah. No, that's Greg.
Like white teeth.
Because it is cold today. Yeah. Put your mittens
Sorry
on.
Sorry to interrupt.
Give
anyway,
me a mitten slap.
Back and said, that's a car. And
shut
then
up, G.
I was expecting a little bit of urgency.
Yes.
If I'm in someone's park and I know I'm not meant to be there.
Sorry.
Oh, gee, sorry. Bang, car on, back out. God, sorry, won't do that again. Anyway, I'm just waiting. 2 minutes passes and I don't even see the tail lights on. You know when your car starts up?
Reverse lights.
I'm like... Okay.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
the tail lights
okay,
me
yep.
start up. So, excuse me.
Good manners.
Again, excuse me. Excuse me. This is my paid park. Now I'm running late for work. You need to get out now. And things are starting a little bit more
were
testy.
Were you a little bit testy?
I was a little bit testy now.
What were they doing?
So
just sitting there on their phones or something?
I saw them on their phone like that.
That's
I don't know
so
they're
annoying.
Working out where they're going
but he did
or
say,
what
excuse
their name
me.
Was.
He did. This is nice.
Right. Then what happened?
Anyway, so then... Another, I reckon, nearly a minute goes past, and I'm just getting out again, right? Oh, and there was going to be no excuse me this time.
Smoke coming out.
I was thinking back golf club.
He was thinking
but anyway, the car turns on.
Oh.
So I see, I'm out, I'm 1 foot out of the car.
And then,
so I look at the car, tail lights come on. I'm like, thank God for that. And I'm like, please, the reverse lights.
Please.
So I want to see some reverse lights within the first 5 seconds here, otherwise they'll be 2 feet out.
What happened?
Reverse lights come on.
Good.
I'm like, oh, God,
okay, well done. You're in.
No urgency whatsoever. Going back, it was a long time anyway. Kept going and going and going slowly and slowly. I'm thinking, now you can probably stop because there's a pole coming up.
Oh, no.
More further and further and further. And I'm like, wasn't going to say anything because I felt like the karma bus or the karma train got him.
No.
Slammed straight into the pole behind him.
We should laugh.
You can laugh.
I reckon we need to see the tape because
I reckon
Bernie's gone back.
Keep coming. No, you got plenty of room. Back. Take that, Sutton. Today, I was at the luncheon here at the Atherston Footy Club. Brilliant day today.
Yeah.
It's all good. Normally, if anyone gets a ride with anyone, I get a ride with you, Jazz.
Yes, I'm your Uber driver.
But today, because I was already here, I don't know what the story is behind this, but you picked up Greg and took him here. Now, when I go with you, I think we're running at about a 400% strike rate of a big incident happening.
Carnage.
We've been on medium strips. We've nearly been T-boned. We've sprayed.
Do you want me on this?
Kit, now Tom Rockcliffe's here.
Hoodlums attacking you.
Yeah.
And now, Greg, surely today, from Walkerville to Atherston, not that far.
No.
No incident?
No, he's still going at 100%. Oh,
because, no.
Done.
So
no, Greg.
I tell you what. So he's going to pick me up at 2:45. I go out the front of my house at 2:40 because I'm going to get the sunglasses out of my car to bring with me. I go out there. Jars is already in. He's halfway up my driveway. And you know my driveway.
Very steep.
The floor of his car was like literally half a centimetre from the footpath, basically.
So,
but as we were departing,
my premises, my wife came out and said hello to Jars, and she filmed Jars backing back out of the driveway.
I'm hearing carnage on the way out.
And there's not much driveway left.
Oh, no.
Just listen to this.
See you later. I'm picking up old White Teeth to go to the Athelstan Football Club to meet Byrne. I didn't realise that this driveway is not suitable for the Camry. Oh, bye-bye. Did you give my driveway back? No, you don't want a better driveway.
No.
We might put this footage up on Triple M Instagram because the scratch mark.
Did you hear that? So the back, and then a split second later, the front.
But the scratches it's left on your bitumen. No, you pay really high rates.
Aggregate concrete. Is that what you call it? Aggregate
whatever
concrete.
Whatever you want to call it.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful blend.
Well, no, it's
now
not.
It's half. It's missing.
Well, design a normal bloody driveway.
Jazz, the Walkerville Council.
We're not happy with you.
We'll put this up. It looks like someone's drove.
Stop it.
Someone's driven their air seater down the bloody bitumen at Greentown.
Now, listen.
I've been
boxing and I reckon the gloves cut me up.
Oh,
now listen to this.
That
you
pasty skin you, is flaking
don't point
away.
At me. You burn Vince.
Don't point at me.
You burn Vince. Ooh. You had to do a game on Friday night for Triple M Football, right?
Yes.
And you rushed off from the Clovercrest Hotel. And thank you to all our friends out there too. They looked after
that
us.
That was great.
Very good. Great we only had pub. One person from our building turn up, and that was Emily Alexander.
Our promotions, young Emily.
Beautiful young lady.
No one else
Emily?
Turned up, no. did they? Didn't see anyone. No management, no sales team, but Emily.
Mm. She's not enemy.
Now, you rushed off to Glenelg Oval.
Yes, I did.
Correct. Mm. To call the football.
Yep, that was a long drive.
To 50 minutes.
Yeah, you did. And you. Now, this is the audio we received today, Greg and I, about your performance on Friday night. Just have a listen.
And getting into the ground where we're meant to park, the parks were full. It was all full. So the lady, a nice lady at the front there of Glenelg Oval, just said, just park up there next to Sodas. And I could see a car and I was thinking, that one, she goes, yep. And anyway, I've basically parked in the gate, the lineup to get in, which was a big lineup too, big crowd coming in. Just parted them, and then I didn't want to get out of my car because I just got out of my car, hid, and I was getting sledged and everything.
Yeah,
ooh, that's correct. True.
Okay,
right. So that's that true. Nice lady dobbed you in to the council.
No.
Yes, she did.
No. Go
Burn.
Back.
Burn.
My name was on the list.
Burn.
She had let too many people Burn. In that weren't on the list.
Did you know how you disrupted the whole car park down at Glenelg Oval?
You no.
Basically, people couldn't get in and they couldn't get out, Greg.
I actually think there was a nice lady there, but she didn't tell you to park there. You just decided that you wanted to run a little bit late.
And
you just parked.
You go and get her on
where
the phone,
you wanted
mate.
To park.
She started with... You just hover here and
hover.
Wait for someone to leave. And I'm like, no one's really going to leave. She goes, you know what? Sodas did it. Just park next to Sodas.
Don't worry about
Sodas. How are you going to throw Sodas under the bus?
How was I going to know it was Sodas' car without her telling me? She said, Sodas is parked there. Just park next to him. And I'm thinking, well, he's basically in front of the gate and the only spot is in the gate.
No. You blocked the whole car park.
So I just drove straight in.
And
didn't block the car park.
The
Glenelg
got
the
so
traffic.
Many complaints. Peter Carey rang me yesterday. Very, very disappointed with you.
Played golf with him last week.
How was he?
Super, good man. Hey, no, it was the lineup getting into the gate.
But they couldn't get in or out.
Well, I just
Why couldn't shift
the
your car?
Have Don't... you checked your paint job on your car? Has it
All
been
good.
Keyed?
No, I was sending because Brad Ebert was on the boundary.
Oh,
and
Brad Ebert,
doing
was he?
Not much. So yeah, I sent him out and check every now and then.
You sent Ebert to check on the car? Who's meant to be doing the game? Can you just go and check my car if it's still there now?
Well,
the residents have complained.
Yeah.
The supporters.
Have they?
Did you get a fine?
Did you get a fine?
No.
Because a tow truck was on its way.
That was where I was meant to park.
No, you're not. You
That's
weren't.
Where she told me.
Well, get the nice lady on the phone then.
Well, I don't know.
You can't
know,
just go parking willy-nilly wherever you want. And swagger out like Jimmy Brayshaw.
No, I actually waited in my car for a bit.
Why?
Well, for the line to join back up
for starters, and then just so I could put my hoodie over my head a bit. To get out. She told me to park
she
there.
Didn't.
Oh, don't know. It's not, Greg, no, you know what happened.
I can see, and I know you, Bernie.
Yeah.
I know.
You've got no rules.
So she said, look, there's not any I'd spots love to get left, on. And then you've just driven around driven the car park, and there's, you go, bugger it, I'm just parking here.
133353. The lady that let me in and told me to park next to Sodas at the gate.
No, she's
please call
Sodas under the bus.
She's from the council.
33353. Right now, please. I need
Chompers won't be happy.
I need some support here.
Chompers.
That's all I can tell.
You can't call him Chompers.
Yeah, the car park issue, it's raised its head again Thursday.
Yeah, let's backtrack.
So backtrack, last Thursday to reset. The boys, well, Roo and Ditz, who we swap parks. I take Ditz's in the afternoon.
Yes.
He has it in the morning, and you take Roo's
yes, we do.
In the morning, yeah. Vice versa.
Share.
So we share it. And it was we got in here about 2 o'clock, Jars, and cars were their cars were still in our car.
Still
park.
There.
Which they shouldn't be. They're not allowed to be.
Which if they're there, I have parked in a different spot, but Jars gets a very funny about it, and he thought he'd do something about it. So he rang management at Auto Park to get something done about it because he's sick to death of this happening. So the old inspector gets in his Auto Park ute.
Yes.
As I actually, as it has it, I drove in and the Auto Park ute was driving out, and I'm thinking, oh, something's happened here. And Jars had already told me what's happened. He's up there in our park.
Anyway, well, it must have been a good reason why they were in that park.
Well, they were doing the 1997 grand final recall, Adelaide v St Kilda. So they had a heap
which
of the
which will air on Triple M this Saturday, by the way, and also
Saturday.
On the listener app.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bye week, so no footage. Yeah. So it'd be good to listen to that. So they had a few of the...
So there was Yader and Ditz.
Yep, all the players that played in it.
D. Jarman and Tyson Edwards.
Roo.
Hang on, I was there at that grand final. I can't remember Roo playing.
What was Roo doing in the court?
I can't remember Roo.
Roo didn't play in 97.
He didn't play.
What was he doing in there?
All right, that's a good question.
Actually, I thought they had players that played. He played in 98.
Yeah,
but they weren't doing 98.
He wasn't in 97.
But anyway, they brought up this issue, and, well, Ditz may have made a little phone call as well to the same person you did.
Next, I've got Dave on the line. Dave the bot. Hey, Dave. He said, what's your name? And I said, look, it doesn't matter what my name is, because I said, this car park's probably in Austereo's name. But it's, I park here every day. It's my park. And you find me. And he said, a fella called Andrew Jarman rang through and said, could I please come down and put a fine on your car?
Mm.
And I said, well, mate, it's my car park. Then I started to... get revved up. I said, mate,
it's dire straits when your own team is coming after you like that.
So what did he say? Just rip it up, did he?
Yeah, he did. He said, well, in that case, throw it in the bin.
That's good to have close teammates, isn't it?
Mm.
now you know what Jars was like to play with.
Oh.
There you go.
An annoying pest.
I've just got a feeling we'll get Jars back somehow.
Listen to that.
Jeez, that was a threat.
Back somehow.
We'll get him back, and they called you a pest, and you know what it was really like to play with him?
How fired up was Ditz on Friday night? He was saying, because you were off talking to someone else.
To the clients that were
there.
It was
a rest
wonderful
of us
night.
And eating.
Ditz was saying, what sort of a bloke would do something like
He had
a snarl on his face.
But the descriptive words he was using, on air, were very offensive.
Because Ditz was one of those lonely squash players that travelled the world to play squash because it's an individual sport. He said, my car park.
Yeah, he
I
did say mine.
Our car park.
Yeah, good
that's a good point.
But
good
typical
up,
Ditz, my car park. It was only $27 the fine.
Ashtray sort of stuff.
You're meant to be out of that car park by a certain time.
Yes.
So the other individuals, which
at what time?
Oh, I think
is the rule
12:30.
But
was
they
it?
Had 12. To work, Jars. They had to work.
Greg, don't defend them. They can easily have their breakfast. They finish their show at 9 o'clock. Then they can go downstairs to Freddie and have their bit of brekkie. Oh, we better shift our car because we've got Jars and Bernie coming later on to do their show, the rush hour. We'll park at the top.
But Jars,
that's what you would do if you're a team player. But they are just typical selfish breakfast announcers that no one listens to.
But Jars, they're working. They're working.
They weren't working. They weren't working. Ditch was sitting there with a glass of wine calling the footy.
Oh, no.
And Roos, you see him, took his own voice. Greg, we nearly lost one of our family members here in this show over the weekend.
Who?
But he had to reach out to one of our members to save him. Burn. Vince got locked in the car park. Didn't you, chunkhead?
No, I didn't.
Hang on, well, what happened?
What's going on
My
here?
My car was in the car park.
Well, who did you ring to get assistance and help instead of ringing the RAA? Who did you ring?
What do you mean the RAA?
What's the RAA got to do with it?
Well, because your car was broken down.
Oh, my God.
Is it true or not?
That is
what happened on the
so
weekend?
Far from the truth.
So what happened? What, well, our producer, no, Tom Basso.
You know, because I parked. You were meant to pick me up, but you had to go all the way out to Walkerville to drop Greg off.
Well, you didn't go on.
He was running late for his gig on Friday night.
Well, not late. So what happened? I couldn't be bothered waiting for you. I just left my car in the car park.
Yes, you did.
And went to there because there's not much parking there. So I left my car in the car park, but my card's got a little crack in it, so it doesn't
which
read
lets
it.
You in and out of the establishment.
So I just had to press the button, and the car park is locked over the weekend.
Oh.
So I got Tommy to come
down.
Our
producer?
Yeah, I organised all this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what was he telling me that you were stressed out?
You can still get your car.
You
can.
Nah, but my swiper doesn't work.
Yep. Oh, you just give him a call.
So you give him a call, mate.
I've done it many times.
I didn't think they were here on weekends.
Right, call them up. They'll let you in.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Intercom.
And then you're reaching out, ringing all of us all during the night to get your car out of the establishment.
Did I ring you?
Oh, I got a missed call.
From who?
Abby.
No, you didn't. Did I call you, Greg?
No.
Timmy?
No.
So I'm calling everyone, am I?
So what time did Tommy have to come
down? What time?
He came about 3 o'clock.
In the afternoon.
In the oven.
Where was Abby and the kids?
Well, she brought me in.
Right. And they were stuck as well?
Well, what do you mean stuck?
Did you finally get your car
Abby
out?
She dropped me off outside of the car park.
I was never in the car park.
Right.
My car was in there.
But you got your car out.
Yeah, I got my car out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But why did you leave your car in the work car park and not the entertainment car? There's a huge car park down there.
Mm.
Yeah, didn't realise that.
I beg your pardon?
Didn't realise that.
Okay. But your car's knackered. But your car's knackered.
Call the RAA, mate.
Is your card fixed or not?
Nah, my car's broken down, yeah.
No, but your card to get in and out of the car park.
It's got a little crack in the corner, and for some reason, as soon as there's a crack,
but
it doesn't swipe.
You know you can ring. You can ring.
Oh, my God.
Timmy, can't you ring the establishment?
What? Yeah, you can.
I've been stuck a couple of times.
You need the RAA to check under your hood, mate.
Yeah, I think your battery's going flat.
great
chat.
I've got a flat tire as well. What are we talking about?
On the way into that, I need to address something.
What's
I'm going to call it.
What's happening?
On the road with Jars, because how many times you pick me up normally on Fridays?
Yeah, because
we go
I know
OBs.
You're going to put one away.
No, we're going to go to the OBs.
Put what away? Alcohol.
Well, no, we drink responsibly on this show.
Well,
but I normally fly to Melbourne Friday nights after the OB.
Yeah.
So you drop me in. Oh, thank you very much for that.
It's a pleasure.
You've probably done that.
Look after the team.
Four times. And out of the three out of the four times, Jars, including today, I'll get to today.
Don't.
But there's always an incident.
No,
now, I
not.
Just thought you were unlucky. Maybe I was unlucky. I know I'm unlucky. But I thought maybe you are too. But something always happens, Blue. And not just something like, a bug lands on the windscreen or you leave your indicator on too long.
Where are you going with this?
These are things that are putting my life in danger, to be honest. But, Jazz, well, what's happened so far? Can you remember
when I'm
in the car with you going to an OB
We've had a couple of incidents.
Yeah, well, what are they?
Well, the Tonsley Hotel where that young lass nearly wiped us off.
No, we didn't get to the Tonsley.
No, because...
What happened?
Well, she veered into the right-hand side of the vehicle.
She was coming.
And what did you do?
She was coming from the side street.
Well, I was going on the medium strip with Byrne.
Well, no. What do you mean,
you mounted? We mounted it, because she didn't see us. And right.
She came from the left, Blue. If you're driving along, she came
very dangerous.
Hand side, so she basically T-boned us.
Right.
Jars, to his credit again, I'm giving you a lot of credit today.
Thanks, stay calm.
Up on the medium strip to avoid it. I'm in the passenger seat, so she's hit me. I didn't move.
So you're giving him credit for that?
Yeah.
Credit.
Because
I missed this by 5 centimetres.
All right, good stuff,
Joe. So that's the first time.
Yeah, so
we're on to the way to the Morford Arms.
And
then we have another run-in.
Well,
what happens there?
Well, those three little hoodlums on their bicycle told me to get effed.
No, hang on. What did you do before that?
I put the window down.
What did you do before that?
I can't recall. I must have said something.
I do.
What did I say?
You've got a pretty big mouth.
As your window went down. get off the road, like that. And then they came back and gave it to you. Next thing, he's gone,
straight back up. Lock.
He's like, geez, I'm scared. He's trying to put in reverse.
A couple of 15-year-olds.
Yeah, a couple of 15-year-olds with no helmets.
They were 12-year-old little hoodlums.
With their whiz fizz in their back pockets.
Anyway, where are you going with this spoon?
Anyway, so today again, I'm like, well, it can't happen today. It's early in the morning. We had to meet in at 10:30, Triple M. We're getting the bus here to Balaclava. Okay. And I thought, well, Jars, can you pick me up? Yep, I'll probably have a few today. He said, no worries, picks me up. I wasn't even thinking about it because I'm like, how can you get into an incident at 10:45 or 10:40? No, it's probably before that, 10:30 a.m.
Okay,
going to work. So we're just before we get to Triple M.
In front of Freddy's at Canetto's.
70 Franklin Street. I can just see it. I can just see it's about 150 metres away. And Greg, you always cut up that one because you're coming from the elite side
Walkerville.
Of town.
Shut up. What are you talking about? I'm coming from the northern suburbs.
So you can't turn
down into Montefiore Hill.
Your three-story house.
You can't turn into the car park.
It's grown a story, hasn't it?
You can't turn it. How many seven stories did he say?
No,
but
three.
You can't turn in coming from your way. So you always go around the back. I've seen you. And I've seen a white Mercedes coming from.
Exactly like your vehicle.
Mercedes, I like to call it.
Yeah.
What do you call it, Jazz?
Mercedes.
And I just called you G.
Yeah.
I told you you could catch this.
Thanks, Bernie.
Anyway, I see this white Mercedes coming out of the side lane, and I'm like, Jazz, that's Bluey.
That's Bluey.
And then all of a sudden, Jazz got in his head, he cut me off. Straight up this Mercedes, who by this stage, we're at the lights. We're stopped, so we didn't have to speed up.
Off-tooted.
He's put... Hold, you know how you hold the horn a long time behind someone?
Yeah.
We're thinking it's you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm like, yeah, this is funny. So I thought I'd get my phone out and video. He goes, like that. And then he goes, I'm getting out. So from that stage onwards, I video it. He gets out and he has a bit of a shock. Here it is.
Jazz has just been cut off.
What happened, mate?
It wasn't Bluey. It wasn't Greg. Oh, no. I've done it again. It's not Greg.
Some innocent voice.
He thought it was you.
Yeah. It was a
75-year-old. It was an elderly gentleman. Can I apologise for that chat?
Yeah.
And
don't worry.
Oh, boy, did he take off after.
And I'm going to put Jars's license plate on our Triple M social so you can report him to the police.
I do apologise, G.
No, you don't.